any, but you don't know if anything that they could tell something happened, that there was a knock on the wall or anything like that?
Oh, we used to say, the house we were living in was R.B. Easton's house. And they used to say that it was haunted because he used to come in, the shades would be up, and the next time he went by, and the day shades were down. And then when Dad bought it, the first thing that Marie Minish said, Helen, you live in the haunted house. And I said, she said, have you seen any ghosts? No. Well, I had a wall done after my father died in 81. There was a crumbly wall, and I had it done, and then early in the morning, and I was still working, and I would hear this thumping, and I just couldn't. I went in the basement, and I couldn't figure out what was down there. And then I thought to myself, you suppose I disturbed a ghost? And I only heard it, you know, like in the early in the morning, and then when I got home until it got dark. Well, then Saturday, I wound it up all the clothes that I was going to go in the basement and wash. And here I had a bird down there. And that's what was bouncing off of these windows that I heard. I went upstairs and got my dad's apron. He always had a denim apron that Mom made for him. And I opened the back door and opened the basement door and chased this bird out.
So that was
that night, not a word, my ghost had been settled.
That was the end of your ghost.
That's the only ghost story I've got.
You said your dad had a denim apron. Why did he have an apron?
Because Ma babysat a lot after her sister lost her husband. The three sisters all went babysitting. And so he always did the dishes. And he was complaining that he was getting his shirt sweat.
Oh.
So our mom made him a denim apron.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I still got it.
Did you have any home remedies if you got sick or if you got a cold or got a...
Well, our ma always fed us peppermint. Warm peppermint. She had a little oil of peppermint. She would put out 2 teaspoons of sugar in it and take a drop of that green peppermint oil.
Was it green drops?
Mm-hmm. And then she would put hot water in it and stir it until it just was warm, and then you got it for your stomach ache.
Oh.
Or she made Camilla tea. Huh?
Camilla tea? Did you have Camilla growing in your yard, maybe?
No, Grandma had it out on the farm. She said she always thought the dogs and the cats would mess it up, and in the farm it had a better chance to grow nice.
So you went out to the farm and picked it
at Grandma's.
Then you dried it?
Yeah, and kept it in a little jar, or in a little can, I guess it was. She kept it in.
Did you get any German newspapers?
No, Mom never and Dad never read German. The only person that read German was Grandpa Uselin and Grandma Bigler. But I don't think they ever had. They both had prayer books. But other than that, that's the only.
You mean German prayer books? Okay. Did you have electricity all the time that you remember?
Yeah, we always had electricity in Aberdeen.
Well, what kind of programs did you listen to on the radio in the early days?
Amos and Andy. I think that's the only one I remember.
Then when Lawrence Welk came along, you always watched Lawrence Welk, huh?
Not that much.
No.
Because they always went to the dances. To Scatterwood. Or, you know, he would have dances. I can remember Lawrence Welk before he was great. We used to go to Scatterwood. Ma and Pa danced all evening, and whoever got tired of it, we'd leave Sally with Aunt Catherine, and then Elmer and I'd get to watch. We'd sit on the stage, and when we got tired, Dad'd take us out and put us in the car, cover us up, And then until it was time to go home.
What did you say, Scadwood?
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, it was, that's all I can remember.
Is that a name of a building? Or?
I think so. It was a, you know, someplace close by that they drove. He used to play there quite often.
What kind of German foods did your mother make?
Oh, she made Schnitzelnudeln and Käsemüpfel and Dampfnudeln.
Borscht?
Oh, yes. We had a borscht.
Halupsi?
Halupsi, right.
Marmalade?
No.
Not Marmalade.
What is that?
Well, grease. It's a cornmeal mush.
Oh, we had cornmeal mush, but she just called it mush.
Oh. Mush? What did you call it in German?
I don't remember, because I don't think we ever ate it. Let's see, what did Grandpa call it?
Did you eat it for breakfast? Cornmeal? Or for noon?
No, I think Mom made it cornmeal more in muffins.
She made it, let it get hard and...
No, she made Johnny cake. Or
Johnny cake.
Yeah. And we had it with dark syrup.
Dark syrup. Then you had it like, that was for noon or evening?
Well, you know, when we were fasting, that you didn't have meat, she would just make Johnny cake. And we kids would, Pa probably would have cheese, but we just probably have just a muffin with some dark syrup on and a glass of milk. That was a meal.
Yeah, if you say a muffin, was it made like a muffin? Was it round or
what? Yeah, she'd make it just like a cupcake.
Cupcake, oh. Uh-huh. Did your mother do a lot of sewing?
Oh, yeah, she made over, she had two sisters that were, you know, younger sisters. And my first clothes, I think all through eighth grade, were hand-me-downs from one of these aunts.
So she had two.
Well, Pa wasn't making $10 a, I don't know, I think it was $10 a week.
Did you have to remake the clothes?
Yeah, she made them over because they were older than I was.
Oh, so she had to make them to fit.
Oh, she made some really fancy clothes.
So she had a sewing machine?
Yeah, she had a free sewing machine, a pedal machine.
Free?
Free.
That's the name of the company. I mean, like, instead of a Singer, it was a Free.
It had a little shuttle, and she filled a bobbin with white, or whatever thread you wanted.
Is anybody working on your family history?
Yes. Paul's got it all on a computer.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Oh, I think we've got about seven generations.
So it would be on the Uselman side.
Yeah.
Which would be your mother's. Your mother's side.
We have our family, Dad and our family. And then his sister, Catherine. They have theirs all from their family, but that's the only two that we have of the Baylors.
Mm-hmm.
See, my sister had five children. And then she had 11 grandchildren, and then she has five great-grandchildren.
You don't remember any relatives from Russia. You don't remember them?
No, they were all already here.
Yeah, you don't remember that you have anybody that stayed back, like your grandpa's brother's sisters or grandma's brother's sisters or...
All through them.
We're coming to the end of that question. There's other questions here, but we're going to run out of time, so... So anyhow, I thank you, Helen, for this conversation, and
I suppose Paul would like to have it.
If we have to. No, this is the next day. We have a few more minutes left on the tape, so we're going to fill it up with Helen Beekler from Aberdeen, South Dakota, and we're going to talk about What was that?
Tony Kessler, her mother's sister's youngster. He was about 8 or 9 months old.
No, your mother's sister?
Yeah, mother's sister was married to a Kessler. Okay. So Tony Kessler was this baby, and he had what they called an abscess at that time. And he had surgery and had this abscess removed. And she lived on a farm, and so whoever had to have trouble came to Ma. And so this child was staying with us, and I don't know what Mom went. And Eleanor and I were supposed to watch this child. Well, two little girls that are about 7 and 8, we decided we were going to do, I don't know, we both ended up signed. And this child wandered into the kitchen and went into Mother's cupboard, and she always kept her drippings in a little cup. From these drippings into this crock. Well, he got into that and played in it, and he was just covered with grease. When my mother got home, here was this baby, just. She had when Dad came home, they had to take him down to Dr. King's and have him redress the head because he was so greasy.
Oh, yeah.
And then Eleanor and I got lickings.
Well, didn't you just wash it? Couldn't you just wipe it off?
Oh, yes, but just, you know how thin, it's August, and how thin these drippings were. They were just like oil. He was sopping. Mother gave him a bath, but all his dressing on his little head had to be changed.
Oh, okay.
See, the mastoid is behind his ear, and so his little head was all wrapped up.
What did he have behind the ear?
A mastoid, or something like that, and he had it removed.
Oh, I see. So he had the bandages on there.
Yeah.
Okay. How big a garden did your mother have?
Well, my mother never had a big garden because we just had a 25-foot lot. And there was a garage on the back, and so there wasn't a big lot. But the grandmas both had. Now, like Grandma Beaker always had a big garden. She grew her own potatoes and cabbage and always beets. And then do they have turnips that they saved and fed to the cattle?
Turnips? Mm-hmm. Probably.
Because I know there was a lot of roots that she would, you know, harvest and keep in her root cellar.
Do you have anything that came from Russia? Do you have any antiques that came
no.
from Russia? No shawls? A shawl?
No. I don't know. She gave a cross to the folks for their wedding present, and it has a circular base, and then it's about 13 inches tall that we always kept in the north room or in the northwest corner. I don't know, Mom hung that cross in that corner all the time for against storm. I think that's one of her superstitions or.
Well, since you were the oldest, did you have to do a lot of babysitting?
Oh, yeah. I started babysitting when I was 11 years old.
For at home or for somebody else?
Everybody. At home, our mom blessed our children. We, as babies, always stayed by ourselves. Our mom left us with our guardian angel.
Mm-hmm. And it worked.
Well, I don't think people were so... We never locked doors. I don't remember ever locking a door.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to be remembered for? What when you after you are gone? What should we remember you about?
Oh dear, I think I would. I don't think I'll make a very big splash.
Yeah.
See, I don't have a family, and I never had a husband, so I never could complain about a husband or how terrible my kids were.
Did you have any special talents? Did you do any sewing or
Well, I taught singing at Singers for about 4 or 5 years.
You taught sewing? Well, people that would come in to buy a sewing machine?
They were giving lessons. See, I worked for Singers for 11 years.
Oh, yeah. Did you show them how to
You had to show them they got sex in attachments. They got a ruffler and a small hammer and a tucker, you know, and things like that. And it had to be demonstrated. And you did that.
Hey, did your parents read German newspapers?
No. Neither one of them could read German at all. They were both, you know, growing up in America.
Mm-hmm.
So they both went to the farm school. I think Pa went to 5th grade, and Ma only went to 3rd.
So they couldn't read at all?
Oh, yeah, they read, but they read Aberdeen paper.
They read English.
English, yeah.
The Dakota Farmer. Dakota Farmer was printed in Aberdeen.
Yeah. See, only the person in any of our family that learned to read German was Dad's sister, Catherine. And so she took Grandma's, you know, prayer book.
Do you have any close relatives that became nuns?
No. We had no nuns or any brothers or anything.
When your grandparents got old, where did they go?
The Biglers lived at Vitalka on a farm. That's a homestead. And then Lee bought the house, and then they moved to North Jay in Aberdeen. And then he brought the house in and moved it on the lot and made a duplex, and he had a pair. So the homestead at Vitalka is just a barn, or probably nothing now. And then the Usman grandparents moved to Ipswich.
Did they die at home, or did they have to go to a nursing home?
No. Grandpa died in 37, and then Grandma died in 40, the 16th of June in 40.
Yeah, now you mentioned the 30s. Was there a drought in the 30s?
Oh, yes. I can remember the dust was blowing on the corners so high that the cattle could just walk right over right over the top of the fence.
Oh, out in the country?
Yeah. Oh, my mother dusted every morning, every windowsill in the house, mm-hmm. because the dirt was so bad.
Did you get relief?
No, Dad always worked in the garage, and so he always had a job there. You know, everybody drives cars. He worked for Boyd's for many years. Where Melshaw's are in Aberdeen was Boyd Garage.
Mm-hmm. What was there people that got released?
Oh yes.
But you didn't get any. You were not that poor.
I think my mother would have been far too proud.
Uh-huh.
She had all these brothers, and she had two brothers that brought. Each one had three children, and they brought them every Wednesday and every Saturday, and they stayed from when the boys went to the sale barn at 8 o'clock in the morning. Those children stayed there all day until 9 o'clock at night, when the sale barn ended and the boys come home. The girls went to 2 or 3 movies or shopped or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so they never came empty handed. They always would bring milk or eggs or something. So we were always supplemented.
Yeah.
And then they always butchered.
Do you know the people who got relief, do you know what they got?
Money?
supplies?
No. Did they get food? Did other, the poor people, did they get food?
No, they worked in the, now Mrs. Murphy was a widow.
I mean, the people that got food from the government.
I don't remember anybody getting, until later years, where they were getting milk and cereal and butter and stuff like that, but that was in many layers. But in the WPA, a lot of the kids went to, you know, and worked, you know, like on the lakes, or, you know, as WPA. I can remember some of the kids in the neighborhood doing that. Mm-hmm. But my brother was, you know, wasn't born until 29. So he was too young.
In your family, was the father the boss?
Oh yes.
Did your mother, was she allowed to make any decisions?
Do you think she wanted to go closer to church all the time? And then he bought a house that was a whole block away, and that was closer to church. So yeah, so you can see how much authority she had.
But I mean, they still lived 12 blocks from the church, right?
Yeah.
Even when they moved one block closer.
Well, he just couldn't understand. He just liked that northwest side of town. He just couldn't go over there with the rest of the Russians. I don't know. But anyway, he always bought the car. We had always a new car. He never bought an old or used car. In years ago, when he first started, he never bought a car. He always used a company car where he worked. But we got I guess it was 29 that he bought the brand new Buick.
Oh, really?
And we went out on the farm and had a blowout. And Ma was driving, learning. She went up one side of the road and down the other and up the dead pot. Keep your foot off, take your foot off the gas and off of the brake. Don't set on the brake. And then when it finally ran out, we all got out and Barbara had worked at the Normal. And we were going to Aunt Grandma Usman's, and Dad had to drag her out. She had fainted. Can you remember? She was just limp. She pulled her out. Mother never drove again. And you know, they patched in those days. They took the inner tube out of the tire, and they had a little box, and you scrub this hole and put some glue on it, cut a little patch and glue it, pump it up again, put it back into the, put it on the rim, and away you went. Can you imagine the men today doing that?
Yeah, they always had a lot of blowouts.
Oh, well, it's a brand new car. We hadn't even had it out of town. This is our first day out of the town.
And your mother was allowed to drive?
Well, she was going to, this was a wonderful thing. She was going to have the chance to drive.
I'm surprised that she would be allowed. Dad allowed her to drive.
Oh, I never got to go drive.
Well,
no, he said, you've got a brother. If you want to go someplace, he'll take you wherever you want to go. And then after, years later, where his eyesight was going bad, I thought I should learn to drive. So one Saturday, Shirley Beaver Halfman said, we'll go out here south of town and I'll teach you. And we spent 2.5 hours, and I had gotten where I was really getting confident to stop and watch, you know, and then drive out of a, you know, a turn, come home. And then we come in, and she said, well, how did she do? Oh yeah, she's gonna, she said, I think we'll go out next Saturday. And he said, no, next Saturday I'll need the car, I'm going to confession. And then she said, well, we could do it the next Saturday. And he said, no. See, he didn't want me to have that car. The car was in my name, but I never got. And I said to Shirley, forget it. And then when he almost run over somebody, he started across the street, and the youngster ran ahead of him. We have a Jew church right on on Klein, and he was coming away from church, so he had almost had an accident. Come home and he said, I'm going to sell the car. And I said, well, go right ahead. And he called his brother, and Leo got the car, sold the car by Wednesday, and that was that. Mm-hmm. I still don't drive.
It would be nice if he could, huh?
Oh, why? When my legs get out, then I can't walk anymore. It's going to be kind of sad. I probably wish I had drove.
Did your folks have friends besides German Russians? Did they associate with the other people?
My pa worked such crazy hours. He went back to work four times a week. They didn't have, they had pretty much, like we had, he had a couple Bigler cousins that he went and visited, and then we had all these relations. We never had to go to anybody else.
Mm-hmm. You just went to your cousins' houses.
Yeah, mother had a block. Aunt Catherine Schwann just lived about two blocks from home, and those two sisters ran back and forth all the time. And we had nice neighbors. We had a house next to us that had an apartment, and you know, in those days I guess the people were just as wandering as, you know, you had new neighbors almost every week, but I think we got acquainted with the neighbors more than we do now. You know, you knew everybody for three blocks around. Sure. Now I could have a person next to me, they can come and live there 2 years and I never see them to talk to them.
So your parents didn't care if you associated with the other people and if you talked English, they didn't care?
Oh no. The only person they talked against not talking German was mother's sister that lived in Strasbourg. He kept thinking we should all keep our German, you know. Now, mother's sister Catherine, Uncle Joe, after he came to America, he never talked German at all. He just didn't have nothing to do with German.
He wanted to talk English.
Yes.
Or the American, as they say.
Yeah, he always wanted to be American.
During the war, do you remember when you were not supposed to talk German at all during the war? You know, there was a...
I don't know. You know, we talked whatever we wanted in the house. Pa and Ma always talked German. But then, see, I went to California. I worked in the shipyard for 2.5 years.
So you were out there. Did they laugh at you when you could not talk English?
Well, we were all in the same boat when we went.
Everybody had the German accent, huh?
Yeah. Now, if I write something, I can hear it, my German accent, but as long as I don't write it, I don't notice it.
What do you mean if you write it?
It sounds Germany after I read it.
Oh.
So I must have a background that I kind of fall back on. I don't. I know the verb is in the wrong place.
Or when you write it, it counts. It's like the German sentences or what, backwards or something.
Well, you know, the numbers are all backwards in German.
Paul, have you got any questions that we, you know, anything we should talk about? No. What did they do for toys in that movie?
Oh, Pa had bought art, some of these iron toys. They were cast iron. We had dolls. I can remember they had lovely porcelain heads, but we usually had them smashed before the first of the year, and so then we got the kind that they made out of sawdust. Those you could bounce around. My first doll had a tin head, and I named my tin head Adam. And Mom made him a little overhaul, and then Uncle Adam was going with Eva, and so She named her doll Eva that we got that Christmas. And then, I don't know what happened to Uncle Adam and Eva. Then he started going with Emma Weber. And Emma kept saying to Al, "Don't you want to change your doll's name to Emma?" "No, sir." That doll stayed to be Emma all her life. They had 10 heads that they... We our first dolls, the owners and my first dolls had 10.
You had a boy doll and a girl doll.
Yeah.
Girl doll. With 10 heads. I don't remember 10 heads at all.
Oh, he was so smashed up, and when we moved out of the house, Ma put him in the garbage, and I didn't realize till we had got settled on the avenue that she had thrown him away. Or I'd have kept him because he had little wooden hands that I had chewed off. He had fingers that originally, but I had eat him. I had ate him off. He just had stumps in his.
Well, did you have any toys that were made at home?
Oh, yeah. Aunt Emma, no, it was Aunt Lena that made. They had used to have red work socks, and she used to make kitties out of them.
Kitties?
Yeah, little cats. They had ears and a nice long tail, and they were red. I don't know, they were work socks. That when the heels and the toes went out, the legs she made into... This cat.
Maybe they had to. I remember red toes and red heels.
Well, those are gray socks, but these were all red.
They were all red.
Because Elmer got a cat and I got a cat, and then I don't remember if Sally was big enough to get one, because Elmer and I always fought, because we were 2.5 years apart, and, you know, whatever I had, she had to have.
What do you remember about the can?
Oh, we canned all our beef. If we got a piece of beef from either whoever butchered, that all got canned. And we canned sausage. Because we didn't have an icebox for many years. It all sat down on the floor. And we didn't have a windmill that we could hang it down in a bucket.
Oh, so you had to put it into jars.
And you know, kick it to cook it. Well, cooked it in a boiler.
Mm-hmm.
I think for 3 hours when they canned it.
I don't remember.
Oh, she would probably. Well, when he went to the war, he was sent to Japan, and he wrote and said, "Oh, I am so hungry for canned chicken or canned pheasant."
Mm-hmm.
And, Ma said, "Well, it's fall of the year. We made 6 pints, packed them good with popcorn, and sent them to Japan." And he would sit down and eat the whole pint in one sitting.
So that made it, that got over that, huh?
Yeah. He said it even tasted better than when he ate it at home, and because I think it was because he was so hungry for it.
It's amazing that it would survive, that it actually got there. That took months.
That was in the Korean War, so it flew. I think we sent it airmail. I don't know how long it took, but I know. He laughed. He said he was going to take the jars home, and this little Japanese boy, young man that was in that office with him, he'd say, "Well, Mr. Bigler, I'll wash these up." And Art said he'd never seen them again.
I'm sure they could use them.
Everybody thought we were crazy to make. And Mama said it probably, you know, putting him in a, if they got on a plane, they would probably burst so that he couldn't even get him, you know. But I guess if your ship, right, you get it? That's what happens when you ship it. Are we going to have to go to Mass?
No.
Okay, we're going to end it again here. We still have about 10 minutes left on the tape. So thank you very much, Helen. Interesting conversation.
Okay, now we're back. We have a few more minutes to fill up the tape, so it's Brother Placid and Helen Beekler and her cousin Paul Uselman is here too from Aberdeen. Helen, what kind of work did you like to do when you were growing up?
I went every Saturday and cleaned Mrs. Easton's house from the third story down to first floor. Went up, changed the bed. They had George, I don't even remember what his last name, he had a hired man, and her son had a real estate office in town. And I would go up there and change his bed, dust the, you know, everything off, dust the stairs down, get to second floor, I'd change Arby's bed and Mrs. Easton's bed, and then run the vacuum around there, and then run the vacuum down the front stairs into the front hall, and then wiped the stairway down. I scrubbed at the bathroom because they had a bathroom on the second floor, and wiped the stairway down. Then I went in and they had a big dining room and a music room and a second parlor and a tremendous great big front hall, and dusted all those chairs in one room. There was 13 chairs. And one has spinet and another little organ or piano of some kind.
And you got how much did you get paid?
25 cents a day.
25 cents a day, and you worked all day?
I went from 7:30 to 9:30.
And what did you do with the money?
Oh, you saved it.
Saved it.
And then when you had a quarter, and a 50 cents, and after a while, if they had a dollar, then you might have bought something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you got, did you enjoy doing that work?
Well, I didn't know any better. At our house, we had a mom. You never did anything. She went all the way around. She had rugs. And the ones that the cotton ones, she took on to shuck them off of this day. But the wool ones, she crawled around on her hands and knees around and wiped up this all around the rug. If one of us girls do it, you left it. Here's a button. It's a dirt again. So she always did it. So I went to other people and did their work. Mrs. Easton never complained when I scrubbed her floor, but I never made my mom's dry it up for our mom.
What work did you not like to do when you were growing up?
Oh, I didn't like to wash dishes. I would rather dry.
Uh-huh. Now, do you remember the Cheapsies?
Not very well.
Did you ever see them?
Well, they usually come in like in two vans, or they were little kind of...
They had cars, huh?
No, they had horses or mules.
Horses.
And...
Did they have covered wagons?
I suppose that's what they were. Because there would be families. My grandma always used to say they'd steal the place blind if they got a chance. Mm-hmm. But she usually, you know, gave them, like if there was eggs, she would give them eggs and milk. They kind of were beggars. You know, I don't think they did that. They just wandered around.
What did they wear?
I can't remember. In those days, the women mostly wore longer clothes.
Do you remember any bad accidents? Like when you were growing up, car accidents where somebody got killed or...
No.
Or horses ran away? Or?
I can remember when we had a war to tail that was supposed to be fireproof, and it burned down.
The hotel? Uh-huh. Did anybody get burned? Did it die?
I don't remember, but I can remember it was their dad. They asked him to come and be a fireman, you know.
Oh. Do you remember the Jewish stores?
Yeah, but I can't remember any of the names. It's
okay,
driving me all up the tree.
Did you get good bargains at the stores?
I know there was a clothing store, yeah, that was called Standards.
Mm-hmm. Did they?
And Mom bought Elmer's wedding dress at Standards. I think she bought for $12, and mine was, I don't remember what the bridesmaid dress was.
Oh. But were the Jewish good business people?
Oh, yes. They were really nice. Because, now, they talked the same German, Russian German, that we did.
Oh, uh-huh. So you got
because I know Mrs. Standard and Mom would converse in German.
Uh-huh.
And my mother was a great person that bargained. The ticket said 15. She'd say, no, I'll never pay that. That's the kind of mom was. She was really close with her money, but I suppose if you had only $10, you had to merely stretch it.
Well, if you were able to do that with the Jewish people, you know, maybe that's what they wanted. That's what the Jews wanted. They liked it there.
Well, we had... Premax had a great big cars and parts and they junk yard. And Mr. Premax was just, Aunt Catherine had all these little boys. And then he would say to one of the men, he said, set out a couple of those batteries out there. The little Schwann boys need money. And then, a little longer, these kids had come in, had these batteries, sell them to them for a nickel apiece. But this is the kind of a person he was.
You mean they belonged to that person in the first
place? They belonged to the Mr. Premack, but he would have one of the men set these batteries out, and then these kids, probably 5 or 6 or 7 years old, they'd drag them in and sell them to Mr. Premack, and he'd go, I'll pay you a nickel apiece, you know.
Oh.
And then Aunt Catherine would say, where did you get the money to go over to the bakery? Mr. Premack gave it to us. Well, how come he gave it to you? And then Mr. Premack said, now, Mrs. Schwann, that's all right.
but
this is the kind, you say people are Jews are awfully, you know, tight. He was generous to these kids.
I mean, that's true, he was, but he was teaching them to.
Yeah, but I don't think they couldn't have, you know, Aunt Catherine, I'm sure, would say, no, you can't, don't take any money. And so if they sold something to him.
Grandpa always bought
raisins and prunes and dried apples. And, you know, Grandma made all winter the pies out of, and the kuchens with the prunes you got for, you took the pits out of them and made kuchens.
Oh.
And then the apples were made into apple pie.
Oh, so you were able to buy dried apples?
Yeah, dried apples and plum. And when we come to Grandpa Usman, she'd always say, do you girls want some raisins? Grandma and Ma would say, no, they just had lunch. He would take us into the wardrobe and he would pull up this lid. The boxes were made of wood and they had nails in. And he just set it on, and he would take a handful and put them in our little hands, you know. We'd come out on the table and play with them. I don't think we ever ate them. We just got the table sticky and us sticky.
No, I thought you'd eat them. Well, how about, did you eat bread with sugar on it? Did you?
No, we never did. I know we had some Sanders, and their dad was a, he would be an alcoholic. He never had a job. And they had a grandma, and she would bring bread and a bag of sugar, and those little boys had nothing but sugar bread. We never had sugar bread, because our ma always made grape jelly. She would buy Concord grapes and make all the jam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we had, bread with sugar sprinkled, and then sometimes cinnamon on top of that. Yet
no, we never. That would be too messy for my mother.
My mother ate a lot of that. She loved that
sugar
bread, with cinnamon on her.
Oh yeah.
And she was basically English.
Uh-huh. Well, that's all they had. You know, they didn't have much.
And another thing that she never cooked very much after she got married was chicken and dumplings, because she had all the dumplings she wanted during the Depression. So we never had much chicken and dumplings. Once in a while she would make it up, but that wasn't a regular meal.
Well, what did she cook?
Mom was,
did she have vegetables?
She was a very good cook. She always had a big garden. She had all her own peas. She had all her own beans. She had her own carrots, her own beets.
Then she liked vegetables.
Yes.
Did she can?
She canned everything. She canned everything up until the time that she went blind from her sugar diabetes.
Uh-huh.
But she always had a big...